Still want me to read Isaiah?
Yeah.
All of it?
No.
We're looking at the book of Isaiah this morning, chapter 25, verses 1 to 9. I think it's Psalms, Proverbs, Song of Songs. No, Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs. Okay, it's up on the screen, is it? Very good. I find if I open my Bible just about in the middle, bam, Isaiah. And then we'll be going into the book of Luke. But first, Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 1 to 9. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done marvelous things, things planned long ago. You have made the city a heap of rubble, in the fortified town a ruin, in the foreigner's stronghold a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore strong peoples will honour you, cities of ruthless nations will revere you. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against a wall, and like the heat of the desert. You silence the uproar of foreigners, as heat is reduced by the shadow of a cloud, so the song of the ruthless is stilled. On this mountain the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. A New Testament reading is in the book of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. We're looking at chapter 10, verses 21 to 42. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. On one occasion an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, What must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? He answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, And who is my neighbour? In reply, Jesus said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by him on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense that you may have. Which of these do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
Thank you, Brother Dave. I'm going to lead us in prayer. Let's pray. God our Father, we pray that you will teach us about love. Teach us to receive your love. Your love which overflows so rich and full and wide that we see in the Lord Jesus. Teach us to receive your love and be transformed by your love so that we love you with all our heart and so that we love our neighbour, one another, those around about us as we love ourselves. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, good morning to you all. I want to begin today by playing a bit of Pictionary with you. And gone are the days of the overhead projector. So I actually played a bit on my own last night and you can interact with me. But this is sort of a delayed telecast of my game. So can we just have a look there, Caroline? So what you've got to do is you've got to guess what it is that I'm drawing. And so just call it out as you think you recognise it. Anyone got it yet? Circle, good. And here we go. What's the... Who got that? Where did that come from? Yo-yo. You're absolutely right. Click on the next slide. There it is, a yo-yo. So you got the idea. This is how you play Pictionary if you haven't done it before. All right, go to the second one. Hands, it's me again. There you go. Anyone?
Yo-yo.
No, context is very important when you play Pictionary. So... Oh, could be the Earth, could be the Moon, Saturn, obviously Saturn. And let's see what I write here. Oh, Saturn, there it is. Okay. Now, notice, I once played Pictionary and I drew Saturn and it was perfect, right? It looked perfect Saturn to me. But because I hadn't put the stars in place, no one knew what was going on and they couldn't guess it. And I was just pointing to it, you know, and... No one got it. So context is very important. That's my point. Now, going to the next one. This is fun, isn't it? You didn't expect to play a Pictionary when you turned up. Now, anyone got it yet? What is it? Circle? Yo-yo? No? Oh, could be. Ooh. Roundabout. Good one. No, but it would have been a good thing to draw. Neck? What? A pearl necklace. And just let me draw the whole thing because I worked hard on this. Don't. There you go.